जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
परमहंस परिवृताचार्य अष्टोत्तर ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय इताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा We are reading today from chapter 1, canto 1. Question by the sages, text 16.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय को वा भगवत्स तस्य पुण्यश्लोकेभ्यः कर्मणा शुद्धिकामो न संज्ञात यस्य कलिमलापहम् को वा भगवत्स तस्य पुण्यश्लोकेभ्यः कर्मणा शुद्धिकामो न शृणुयाद यश्य कलिमलापहम् को वा भगवतस्तस्य पुण्यश्लोकेऽद्य कर्मणः शुद्धिकामो न शृणुयाद यश्य कलिमलापहम्
जी
कहा हु वाह राधा भागवतम of the Lord, tasya, his, punya, various, sloka idya, worshipable by prayers, karmanaha, deeds, suddhi kamaha, desiring deliverance from all sins, na, not, srunuyat, does hear, Yasah, glories, Kali, of the age of quarrel, Mala Apaham, the agent of sanctification. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of age of quarrel? Who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord? Purport. The age of Kali is most condemned age due to its quarrelsome features. Kali Yuga is so saturated with vicious habit that there is a great fight at the slightest misunderstanding. Those who are engaged in the pure devotional service of the Lord, who are without any desire for self-aggrandization, and who are freed from the effect of fruitive action and dry philosophical speculation, are capable of getting out of the estrangement of this complicated age. The leaders of the people are very much anxious to live in peace and friendship, but they have no information of the simple method of hearing the glories of the Lord. On the contrary, such leaders are opposed to the propagation of the glories of the Lord. In other words, the foolish leader wants to completely deny the existence of the Lord in the name of secular states. Such leaders are enacting various plans every year, but by the insurmountable intricacies of the material nature of the Lord, all these plans for progress are being constantly frustrated. They have no eyes to see that their attempts at peace and friendship are failing. But here is the hint to get over the hurdle. If we want actual peace, we must open the road to understanding the Supreme Lord Krishna and glorify Him for His virtuous activities as they are depicted in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. ओम अज्ञानति मिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मृतं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमा ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी की नामे। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त बिंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। First of all, I want to thank the authority for giving me this opportunity to speak a few words. If we are desiring deliverance from the vice of age of quarrel, we have been repeatedly reminded that what is the way out? Kali kukur kadana yadi chahure. कलियुग पावन कलि भय नाशन श्री सचिनंदन गाओरे। दैट इज द एसेंस ऑफ भागवतम। इफ यू वांट टू गेट एनी वेदर इज द पीस और द पर्पज ऑफ लाइफ द ओनली वे इज चैंटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड। फ्यू डेज अगो वी हर्ड द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द होली नेम। यस्टरडे वी हर्ड द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स डिवोटी। The recently we celebrated Vasant Panchami. Vasant, what it brings, Prakriti mein sudhar, and a Sant brings culture mein sudhar. The devotee of the Lord, Bhagwan. जो भगवान का भक्त होता है वो भगवान को भक्तों की व्यथा बताता है और भगवान को भक्तों की व्यथा बताता है और भक्तों को भगवान की कथा बताता है। एंड बाय हियरिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड वी परफेक्ट अवर लाइफ। दिस इज इफ वंस वी रियलाइज दिस पार्ट। बिकॉज द अदर डे ड्यूरिंग द कोरोना टाइम Purushottam Prabhu was mentioning about one very famous song which I had sung in front of about 600-700 students of my school, and it described how what will happen in Kali Yuga. And the last part, he gave a full class on that song, and the last part of that song was what will happen in Kali Yuga. And you know, जो होगा लोभी और भोगी वो योगी कहलाएगा। एंड द लास्ट पार्ट सेड मूर्ख की प्रीत बुरी जुए की जीत बुरी बुरे संग बैठ चैन भागे ही भागे। कितना जति हो कोई कितना सती हो कोई कामनी के संग काम जागे ही जागे। काजल की कोठरी में कितना ही जतन करो काजल का दाग भाई लागे ही लागे। व्हाट प्रभुपाद हैज टोल्ड अस गैम्बलिंग associating with devotee with opposite sex and having wrong association is the cause of our fall down. We will never have any inclination to advance in Krishna consciousness if we are hovering around all these kinds of things. So we are suggested that what we should be not doing through this song. Why we should glorify the Lord? Because the Lord is We want to express our gratitude for the facilities what He has provided to us, giving us this human life. If we are not grateful, then we are great fool. Then, why? The Lord is Kripa Sindhu. He is Karuna Sagar. And He is Prem personified. He is our protector. And time and again, through entire Bhagavad Gita, and through His interaction, He is telling us, assuring us, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. That is His kripa. What is His kripa? I will forgive you for all your offenses. Further he goes and he says, I will protect what you have and provide what you lack. Antakala. Whenever there is a time, at the end, you will achieve my personal nature. And my devotee will never perish. This is the repeated assurance the Lord is giving us. And what is he expecting? Manmana mad bhakto magyaji mam namaskaro. And if we follow this simple process, we will certainly achieve the purpose of life. Because of this Kali Yuga, the nature of Kali Yuga, we have not a very strong memory. But if certain thing we want to remember, we just like, for example, I often required to quote my pen number. So these 10 digits are known to me. So also, in devotee circle, devotees may know the 10 avatars. Many, I know, those who know their 12-digit Aadhaar number. But our real Aadhaar are our 12 Mahajan. Many devotees, many people know their 16-digit credit card or debit card number. But our real credit lies in remembering the 16 words of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and also remember to chant those 16 round what we have promised to our Guru Maharaj. These are the process. So, when we want to remember something, why we want to remember? Because we know the importance of that. Therefore, we remember. The day we realize the importance of the holy name, the day we realize the how important to discuss Machitta Madgad Prana, the glories of the Lord. And while doing so, we enjoy. That is the only way in this Kali Yuga. If I can whatever remember, if I can speak, I would need some blessing from the devotee sitting here so that I can speak few words, especially in two parts. One, I can speak today, and second, at the time of my real test, I can remember Krishna. So this is the only blessing a devotee should be aspiring. Otherwise, we have a lot of time to waste. And especially in this age, which is very, very prominent, is the time we spend on mobile. Khud se jyada samal kar rakhta hoon mobile apna. Kyunki rishte and business ab sab isi mein hi qaid hai. Agar humko samal ke rakhna hai, to let's take care of that what we have heard and what we have read. His Grace Vasudev Prabhu was once mentioning, quoting Devamana Swami Maharaj, that there is a myth amongst people. They think that they can be happy. How they can be happy? If they have a lot of money, if they have access to mobile gadgets, information technology, automation, artificial intelligence. If all this they have, they will be happy. Then they can be happy if they have security system, they have weapons, and they have unlimited resources. And another myth that the earth has tremendous resources to continuously supply all our demand. This is the Hiranyaksha mentality. He was challenging Varahadev, saying, earth belongs to us. You cannot touch. So, people with their limited intelligence, tendency to commit mistake, and, you know, imperfect senses, cheating propensity, with all these drawbacks, we want to prove that I'll crack it. I'll do something. They have their own philosophy. Once, even a child wants to discover something and prove that I am. Once a child came from school and telling mother, today I have discovered a new maths formula. New discovery in the maths. All right, first you take a breakfast and then we'll talk about, no, I want. He's super excited to explain that how happy I am that I have discovered something today. First you have breakfast, no. The mother brings 2 gulab jamun. And tell him, okay, first I'll explain to you and then I will have these gulab jamun. Okay, right, all right. Mother, very kind to the child, said, all right, explain. So mom, according to you, how many gulab jamuns are there? Mommy said, 2 gulab jamun. Today I will prove you these are 3 gulab jamun. How? He picked up 1 gulab jamun and kept one side. 1. And then 2. And then according to the formula of mathematics, 1 and 2 is equal to 3. So they are 3. So Rasika Acharya Prabhu was walking through that. He just landed up in their house and he said, all right, this child is saying 1 plus 2 is 3. So let's not discuss with the child. What we will do? We will offer this gulab jamun to the Lord. And one number one I will have, and the second one we will give to the mother, and the third one he can have. So this is how people are wanting to prove that, my God, this is another big challenge. So people are wanting to prove their point without having any base. Braj Vairi Prabhu, aur bhi gam hai zamane mein Rohini Nandan Das ki class ke siva. Thank you for encouraging me. 4 types of people we hear in Bhagavad Gita. 4 type of people approach Krishna. That they don't want wealth, inquisitive, they have knowledge, or they are in distress. This is Bhagavad Gita. A sadhu says, there are 4 type of devotee. One is nakli devotee. Another is, fasli devotee. Nakli devotee, we all know, is faking. We don't need to discuss how nakli. They just want to show off. And the fasli devotee, fasli means the crop. When all is going well, then they are seen around. All is well in the life. And the third one is dakli devotee. He keeps interfering in the business. Oh my God, such a young age you have taken Krishna consciousness. What are you doing with your life? You have lot many things to do. And they are always interfering. Why do you do this Bhagavatam, this? And who has seen? You are wasting. So they keep coming. Why? Because they want to do dakhalandaji. So that is why they are called. They say that, who has seen Ramayana? Your Ram was prepared to kill a deer for his wife. What is this? And what is this Ramayana? Ramayana, एक ने एक की नारी को हरा, दूसरे ने उसका नाश करा, एक रावण राम रहे, एक रामन्ना, एक क्षत्रिय था, एक बामन्ना, इतनी सी बात पर तुलसी लिख गए पोथन्ना, and we have to read that. So these guys are so envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they do dakhalandaji, but not realizing. Their envious mentality will go only when they take shelter of Ramayana. We are in this material world, unfortunately, because of there's a prime reason of envious. And if we want to get rid of this envious, then we have to take shelter of Ramayana, holy name of the Lord, devotee's lotus feet. And the fourth category of the devotee is the asli devotee, those who are introduced to us by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord. They describe how, and they are explained to us through the pages of Bhagavatam and Ramayana. Then, Lord is all great, and the greater than Him is His prem towards His devotee. Through the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear Lord's interaction with Kulavich Sridhar. Such a menial business. Leaf, banana leaf. I have not even heard there could be a business like banana leaf. Before I came to understand from the talk of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj describing this pastime so wonderfully. So the Lord is taking pleasure in. When He was asked, ask me what do you want. I want you please keep coming, bargain with me for these leaves, and this is the boon I want. Another Sudama is talking about chips rice, such a small thing. What kind of interest? Chappan bhog, every day he is having. And he is relishing that chip rice more than anything else on the planet. Then we talk about the Lord is giving position to a monkey. You are more dear to me than Lakshman. Hanuman. When Hanuman was asked, by somebody, Ram got Ayodhya. Such a big pad. Bhivishan got Lanka. He got another pad. Sugriv got Kiskinda. Another pad. What did you get, Hanuman? He said, I am a little lobby. I am in the footstep of Bharat Maharaj. I chose to select two pad rather than pad, one pad. This was the Hanuman's mood. And Lord is giving to a bird the position of a father, Jatayu, to Sabri. So all these pastimes of the Lord are filled with prema. And one such character is also Kebat. The Lord did not say, get me the car, remove the car from the garage. No. Mangi. Now. Please. I want to cross over. Kebat nahi le gaya. Why? Because he was in a different mood to hold the Lord. Ayodhya people could not stop. Nishad could not stop. Janak could not stop. Nobody could stop. So he said, if I will not let him cross, because Kebat kahe, tumhara maram mein jana. I know who you are. You don't need a boat to cross over. I know your maram. One student was, one teacher asked the student, I have taught you enough mathematics now. Now, today I am going to understand, I want to know whether you have understood what I have taught you. If I give your father, he asked one child, if I give your father 10,000 rupees and at the rate of 2% interest, what amount he will pay me back after 6 months? The child, without even thinking anything, he just said nil. Ye padhaya maine tere ko itne din se. Bola, aapne jo padhaya wo mujhe maloom hai. 1200 rupees milna chahiye, lekin you do not know my father. Whenever he takes money, he doesn't return back to anyone. So you won't get anything. I know the maram of my father. So this is the dialogue is going on between. Ram is telling Lakshman, Lakshman, is there anyone on the planet who will not listen to me? And Kebat is not listening. Lakshman is saying, you have people like this only around you. Sumant ko aap bolte ho, jao, wo jata nahi hai. Kebat ko bolte ho, lao, wo lata nahi hai. This is, yes, you are right. The beginning of this journey has taken place like this only. 14 years exile was given to me. I told you, Lakshman, not to come. You did not listen. I told Sita not to come. You did not listen. But there's a... Again, we are coming to... Why they are not listening to me? Because they are my premi. You are my premi. Kevat is my premi. So, then Lakshman said, it doesn't really appear that he is your premi. Ramchandra is saying, prem ka darshan hota hai, pradarshan nahi hota hai. So devotees of the Lord don't exhibit what they have to show to the Lord. So, but he is explaining his case very nicely. Why will I not get the boat? Then he gives some mundane reason. That he says, I already have one wife at ghar. And by your touch, this boat will become mine. And so, I will have another wife at ghat. How will I explain this to my wife? Lakshman is telling, you are so very nicely giving so many explanations. You can even explain to your wife when you can explain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hear what it says? It is easier to explain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it is very difficult to explain to the wife. So, what better day can be than the appearance day of the Lord to glorify His pastime, His activities, then the appearance day of Lord Varaha. Basati dasana sikre dharni tab lagna shasini kalank kalev nibagna. O Lord of universe, O Keshav, all glories to you. You assume the form of a boar. Why? Because the Mother Earth was immersed in the water of Garbhodachai. You lifted up, and that earth is appearing like a spot on a moon. Imagine the size of the Lord and the beauty of the Lord. Just as Lord Varahadev appeared on this planet, for what? To rescue Mother Earth from a filthy place. So also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this Kali Yuga to get us out from the cycle of birth and death through his famous Sankirtan movement, through the chanting of the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The Lord also appeared in Satyuga, in a place properly known as Kuladip, which is one of the 9 islands. There lived one Brahman, his name was Vasudev. And Vasudev was he was praying, my purpose of my life is not fulfilled. My eyes are useless. My birth is useless if I do not see your form. So the Lord appeared as Bara and told him, now I am going to be appearing again in Kali Yuga. So this place where he revealed this secret is also called as Koladev. The Lord, when he appears in such forms, people make fun, laugh. Just like Srila Prabhupada tells us, when a president of a company becomes a horse for his son or grandson, this is the Leela. Actually, he is a president, but he is not a horse. So also the Lord. This is bewildering. In the 8th chapter of this canto, Queen Kunti, what she says, tad atyanta vidambanam. What is that vidambana? You take birth, but you are unborn. You are inactive, but you still act. And you appear as aquatic and man, sages, animal. This is very bewildering. So what to speak of fallen conditioned soul like us? When a pure devotee of the Lord is putting forward her predicament, that my Lord is very bewildering. Yesterday we heard Radhika Balla Prabhu explaining contemplation. When we contemplate, during the corona time, many contemplations were going on. Now, we should take life very seriously. How? जब हमारे मस्तक में ऐसे समय पर एक दस्तक होती है, then we take shelter of पुस्तक. And पुस्तक bewilder us. Because there are many things we cannot understand. और उस तक पहुंचने के लिए पुस्तक ही पर्याप्त नहीं है. उस तक पहुंचने के लिए हमें उसकी टीचिंग का सहारा लेना पड़ेगा. एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न, हु इज सिटिंग इन चिकागो एंड हु हैज गिवन अस इनफ ऑफ टीचिंग दैट इज सफिशियंट फॉर मी टू टेक स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ सीरियसली. बिकॉज ही हैड gone to Ustak, who is surrounded by those Pustak he has written after studying Nana Shastra Vicharne. These are his transcendental exercises, dictated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, never desired to go to Ustak. Why? Because his focus was on Mujtak and Hamtak. This is what is the special mercy on all of us of Srila Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. In this material world, we have only one choice to solve the problem, and that is tolerate without being disturbed. When Muralidhar Prabhu was visiting Chicago and met His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he said, Maharaj, you must be having some lovely, lovely memories in this house. Maharaj, taking a position to explain to us, yes, there are lovely memories. But why they are lovely? Because I have processed them to be lovely and positive. So the choice is with us. Whether we want, what do we want? Because when we take shelter of the Lord, two things will happen. Either our problem will go away, or the Lord will give us strength to understand and live with the problem, tolerate the problem. Because the teeth of the crocodiles are going to be the same size. They are going to bite us. But they may appear, by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, very small in size and lesser painful. The Lord Varaha appeared in two yugas. One is Swayambhuva and the another. In Swayambhuva time, the Lord was Manu was asked to beget children. And he said, I need a dwelling place. Where is Mother Earth? So, Brahmaji was contemplating. Again, Radhika Valla Prabhu nicely explained contemplation. He was contemplating what came out of that contemplation from his nose. One thumb size boar grew. He, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka, they all had darshan. And these rishis, they were all offered their prayers, obeisances. And from the top planet, right till down, he took a deep, long, huge dive. And at that time, the ocean god is, you know, shaking and saying, don't cut me into two pieces. And then he goes to Garudaya, and because of his smell power, he could locate the earth and lift it, brought earth and placed it to the right position and returned back to his abode. Varahadev, when he touched Bhumi, he gave birth to a son. This is again very bewildering. How can Mother Bhumi and Varahadev's union can give a birth, I mean, to a child who turned out to be an asura, bhumasura? This strengthens our conviction on Prabhupada's repeated reminder to us that you don't become a devotee by taking birth in a Brahmana family. By your karma, by your association, by your deeds, you become a devotee. Sometimes devotees are bewildered. How come such a nice devotee couple, and sometimes devotees also are under that we are devotees and our child is like this? It means somewhere we have accepted that we are devotee. And throughout our life we are saying, I am so fallen, I am a worm in this stool. Not really. Because each one of us are coming with our own CD written and own our own freedom. So this is what Prabhupada teaching. So we take to Krishna consciousness, become devotee by our own. And of course, the facilities are there in a Brahman family or in a rich family as Prabhupada is written in the amount. The another yuga is Chakshusa yuga, when the Lord appeared. We all know this story. I will not take long. I'll just, on this auspicious day, we just mentioned. Kashyapuni was engaged in performing some sacrifice. At that time, Mother Diti wanted to have union with him. Kashyapuni said, this is not really the right time, because this is the time Lord Shiva roams around all over with his ghostly associates, and anyone who is engaged at this time in sexual activities, the womb of that particular mother is provided to that particular ghost. So please. But she was oppressed. She did not listen. And so Kashyapuni says, now because of this union, now you will get two demons, son. And so she was upset. But he said, they will be killed by the Lord. She was pacified. Why? She was a devotee herself. But temporarily she had fallen to her. But she was very happy that Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she was jubilant, especially when she said, at least the children will be killed by the Lord, but not because of the wrath of a Brahman. That was her understanding. And she was again very happy when she came to know that the grandchild will be a devotee of the Lord. So, now, this story is being told by Brahmaji to the demigods. When they questioned that this demon is going to be appearing and what kind of a havoc is already happening just because they are in the womb. So they are saying, don't worry. What had happened, he narrates the whole story. That the four Kumaras were visiting Vaikuntha. They were cursed by Jaya and Vijay. And Jaya and Vijay, seven births they have to take. But the Lord minimized that seven birth to three birth. And they, when these two Jaya and Vijay, they were falling, that is the time they were uniting. So when these Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were born, we all know Hiranyakashipu is gold and soft bed. And Hiranyaksha, they both of them with a purpose performed so many tapasyas that they wanted to live forever and do whatever they wanted to. And it was Hiranyaksha duty was that he was roaming all over the world to accumulate, and he went to Swargalok also, which was vacant, and then he finally went to Varun's capital, which is known as Bivavari. Now, imagine the scene. He is so powerful. And he is acting like a very meek person. If we dramatically present this, a huge fellow in standing in front of a very, very thinny person or a humble, meek person, he is saying, give me a fight. Give me a fight. And offering prostrated obeisances. So making fun of Varunadev and requesting him. And so he says, I am an old man. Your desire will be fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. He will smash your pride. And soon you will be dead and surrounded by dogs. But he did not pay any attention to those words, which could have irritated him, but he was so puffed up that someone is there to fight with me. So he meets Narad Muni. Narad Muni guides him where to go, and he finds the place where Varadev, such beautiful form, Varadev is lifting Mother Earth, and he starts. By seeing this beautiful form, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentioned that demigods forgot their beautiful wife's beauty. And we know, he gives a long description how beautiful the wives of demigods are, because they are come from heaven. And they forgot their wives, and simply with their eyes open wide, without blinking, seeing the beauty of the Lord. We don't have that eyes to see the beauty. Once, the disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada asked, they are in charge of BBT, and they asked, Prabhupada, with all humility, we want to know how we can make a boar picture and at the same time beautiful. Because they were printing something. So Prabhupada said, you all have heard and seen that Krishna is all attractive, beauty personified. So it is a duty, so you make as beautiful as possible. This is, so the beauty of the Lord was, you know, bewildering the... So our sweet Lord was taking Mother Earth, and here the Hiranyaksha is shouting, where are you taking? The earth belongs to us. Today I am going to kill you and give life to my kinsman. And once you are killed, the rishis and Devi Devata, they will all be finished, just like a tree is finished without a root. The Lord is naturally concerned about the frightened mother, so he takes her to the surface of the ocean, place her and give her the power to float, and then comes down, just like any gunda, you know, disturb a couple, the couple goes home and then he comes back. Any gunda is disturbing any gentleman. So the couple goes. So this is how the Lord, and there is a dialogue. And they say, yes, you are right, we are the beasts of the jungle and we hunt people, dogs like you. And there is a lot, many discussion, lot fire, and there is blood. And the Devi, they have got, they are all afraid, my Lord, if you don't finish him now, before the time, he will get strength. And then there is a fight going on. The Lord finally removes the Sudarshan Chakra. He removes his trident. Then there is a he uses the Siddhi and disappear for some time. And then he appears, and then he tries to take hold of the Lord in a circle, and he feels like a fool when the Lord is out of a circle, and then finally the Lord hits him. Blows the ear, which popularly we can call it Kanpatti Kanija Mara. And the Lord, with that blow, he's dead. His luster remains the same. Why? Because his body is touching the lotus feet of the Lord. So, this is the Lord's pastime. But, when I was... And Sukadeva Goswami says, anyone who hears this pastime of the Lord, he will be freed from all sins of this, if he has performed, even the sin of killing a Brahmana. When I was just going through this pastime, it was a long pastime I enjoyed while reading this pastime. But one day, recently, when I was studying, I walked in the house. I kept my bag and just guess. The cassette, my wife, I mean, not the cassette. The pen drive, what she was hearing a lecture. It begins with what? I'm joining in between. It begins with, how many of you, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj's lecture, how many of you would like to have in lunch the stool of a hog? The background is already there in the lecture, but I'm hearing with this first sentence. And then he goes on to say, at least the stool of a devotee comes from prasadam. But the stool of a hog comes from the stool of many creatures. He was quoting Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. He was telling us, reminding us, that unfortunately, it is a sad part that we are having this stool. How? By taking credit for what we have not done and blaming others for our fault. This is none other than the stool of a hog. When we associate with saintly people, we overcome these propensities. In 2000, end of 2020, Indian cricket experienced some turmoil and some jubilation. Again in February, something like this happened. 19th of December, Indian team was out in 36 run. The entire team. Again on 19th of January, they did some wonderful job and gained a victory in Australia. In February, they lost by 200 plus runs. And in February, again, quickly, they won by 300 plus runs. And in this particular match, Ashwin scored a century. It is a Bhagavat class or cricket class? Ashwin scored a century. Next day, I read an article, interview of Ashwin. Very small briefing. The interviewer asking, how do you rate this? I'm very happy. But I saw the person on the non-striking end was more jubilant than you. He said, this is the atmosphere what we enjoy in the green room. This was the representation. This was the manifestation of what happens in the green room. Now, if we go and think on the basis of the teaching, what we have heard from the sadhus. In this deteriorating pitch of Kali Yuga, there are many uneven bounces. And we do not know which ball is going to be googly. We do not know which ball will take a turn. We do not know which ball will skid to our stump. If we consider the temple of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Gopinath temple as a green room, and the players of this green room go out and play on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of Guru and Gauranga, it is essential for us that we avoid eating this stool. How it is possible that we can avoid eating this stool? By simply taking joy in others' success. By simply seeing that this person may not have scored any run or made any devotees, but simply he is hanging on to the non-striking end, so that we all can serve Srila Prabhupada. The last part. Things have changed and things are changing. When Srila Prabhupada started the movement 70 years ago, things were different. And today, whether you talk about any industry, any product, any way of dealing, all have changed. I talk about the industry where I was involved in business, music industry. Before I speak about that, can you identify what I'm conveying my name? Or the another one? Actually, I have sung a very, very popular song at that time. I was going for 9 days Ramayana for years. And this was the alarm clock for me by the temple authority. Our temple was right in the village, center of the village. And they had put 4 loudspeakers on the top of the temple. And at 5 o'clock, they will play these bhajans. Now you are thinking, what is this bhajan? On a gramophone, they play like this. They give the key. Some of you may not be thinking, what is the key? Because this industry has gone through a tremendous change. There were gramophone, there were loudspeaker, there were key business, SP, small play, LP, long play, then there were album, then there were cassettes, then there were floppy, then there were CD, then there were pen drive, then there was space, and then cloud, and so on and so forth. And automation, you just clap, shari, song is ready. So the song, what change has gone? Now, when the key is given lot, then the player was running very fast. So what I sang was actually very fast. This was my alarm clock. 5 o'clock, I have to get up so that I can reach at 6 o'clock up to start reciting Ramayana from the Navaratra time. And the song was, it actually sound in a male's voice, which appears like a female. Badi der bhai nand lala. But I will invariably hear every morning. So what kind of a change we have gone through? This is what we have lived. What does it teach us? We all can use our own intelligence. if we appreciate, adjust, accommodate, even the preaching is going through a change. How we can get individuals closer to Krishna from his or her present situation is the art. And that is possible because the laws will remain the same. If to make money, I will need money, manpower, land and labor. Four regulative principle has to be intact. The entrepreneur has to be there. What is an entrepreneur? The supreme personality of God is the main entrepreneur. His name and glory has to remain there. But how, without getting into the complicated situation to propagate the name of the Lord according to the time, place and circumstances, if we adjust ourselves, that would be our great service at the lotus feet of our Guru and Gauranga. How that would be possible? That will be possible only when we are repeatedly reminded by the sadhus. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahisnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If we take that humble position that I am, because if the devotees fight, once a king invited two saints at his house and said, individually spoke to them, please tell me something about the other person. The other person told him, how is this person? And then he went to the other saint. Now, please tell me something about the other person who is in the other room. After hearing the conversation of these two saintly persons, they sat down for dinner. And on the dinner table, he kept in one bowl bhusa and the other bowl some boiled chana. They were really wondering if this is how you greet or feed or, you know, do respect, offer respect to the saintly people. Well, I have got the introduction about you each other from you only. Because the other person told me he is like a bell. And the other person told me that he is like a horse. What else I can offer? If this is the attitude we have, I had also mentioned about this when I had gone to Bhutan. I spoke in the class, but I want to remind myself. The opponent party was enjoying more to see that when an archer was hitting right at the spot. So I asked that 80-year-old man, how the opponent party is enjoying so much? He said, this is a dying art. So anyone who hit at the pot through an arrow, by this, we take great joy. So devotee community is very less. Anyone who is serving Srila Prabhupada in his or her own capacity, please take joy. And that is the sure shot way of expanding, preaching and pleading Srila Prabhupada. I thank you all for your patience hearing. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.